setting aside our normal pattern of just working straight through the Psalms, to take up Psalm 117, because this will be the Vacation Bible School Psalm. The children will be learning this throughout the week and singing it and memorizing it. I wanted to make that part of our praise and our meditation throughout the month as well. This is Psalm 117. Listen to God's word. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. As I mentioned, this psalm is going to be the theme song for Vacation Bible School this week. And as you can tell by the decorations, there is a certain theme for the week. The theme is the incredible race. One aspect of that theme is how God is extending his kingdom around the world. So you might look at some of the decorations and you'll see different countries or different continents that are reflected. There's North America over here, and Asia, and South America, and Europe, and so on, and different aspects of those cultures that are reflected in the decorations. There are different people groups that come from those different countries. And it is God's purpose to bring believers from every race and language and tribe and tongue. God is at work extending his gospel around the world, and Psalm 117 speaks of that really glorious vision for the church, that God is extending his kingdom around the world. And it can be summarized very easily that Psalm 117 is a call to all people everywhere to praise the Lord. That comes through in verse 1 where it says very simply, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. You might think it goes without saying that everybody everywhere should praise God. But I want you to think of this psalm in light of its context and in light of the Old Testament setting, and to see how profound of a vision this was for the Old Testament people. You might remember that in the Old Testament that God focused his covenant blessings through a very specific people group, through the Jews, the nation of Israel. And there was a purpose for that. The Redeemer would come through the Jews. There's a special promises that God has given about the Jews that even continue to this day. But the Old Testament had a vision for the kingdom of God that was more than just the nation of Israel. And the Jews understood that God's purpose was to bring all of the peoples around the world to worship him. And that comes through in this first verse when it says, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Now, it's a very specific word for a Jewish people that it meant everyone who was not a Jew. And here, for them to be singing and asking that God would accomplish this and inviting the nations of the world shows that profound vision for the kingdom that would encompass not only the nation of Israel, but all of the people of the earth. Jew and Gentile alike. Give praise to him, laud him, or praise him, all you peoples. And that word peoples also refers to the nations of the earth. So it is a great, broad vision for the kingdom of the world that is presented in Psalm 117. That's the vision of the church that continues to this day. We remember that God has commissioned the New Testament church, that through the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 28, that he says to go therefore into all the nations, preaching and baptizing and teaching. There's that vision that Psalm 117 speaks of, that embraces all the ends of the earth. We'll be praying for that and presenting that this week in Vacation Bible School. It is the purpose of God to bring to salvation people from around the world. The psalm gives two reasons for all people to praise him. The first is given, they're both in verse 2, but the first is that we praise him for his merciful kindness being great towards us. God has shown us mercy. That means that he hasn't given us what we deserve. We have all sinned. And what we deserve is for God to discipline, for God to even judge those who sin against him. But instead, the Lord has shown us mercy. Once more, the Old Testament and the New Testament come together in the person and work of Jesus Christ, so that instead of giving us what we deserve because of our sin, in Jesus Christ, God is merciful to us. He has satisfied his justice on the cross, and he has satisfied the requirement of righteousness through Jesus' obedience. And so God is merciful towards us. His compassion, his great mercy is shown to us as he forgives our sins. And once more, it's seen in the scope of the call for all the nations to praise him. The promise of forgiveness is not limited to any specific people. Instead, we see that God brings together Jew and Gentile, circumcised and uncircumcised, male and female, rich and poor, all together in the kingdom of God. God's mercy extends to you because of Jesus, not because of race, not because of any good that you have done, but because of Jesus. And the second reason for praising God in this way is that the truth of the Lord endures forever. And here, the word truth could also be translated faithfulness. That makes sense, doesn't it? That if God says it, it's true, it's faithful, you can depend on it. And in the case of this psalm, it's linked with his mercy. It's linked to his kindness. If God says that he will show you mercy in Jesus Christ, you can depend on it. He is faithful to show that to us. So once more, the anticipation in Psalm 117 is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who is the yes and amen to all of God's promises. In Jesus, God has kept his word to bring salvation, not just to the Jews, but to all those who repent and trust in him. By way of conclusion, let me encourage you to pray this psalm for not just for Vacation Bible School, but for all of the work of the church. We can pray this month, especially in our efforts of evangelism in Stillwater and Oklahoma City. Pray that our children and the other children that come and children that by extension are from other nations would come to understand that there is a gospel that gives a hope of salvation. And that's through Jesus. Pray that they and that all people would come to worship and praise God for his mercy and for his truth. Praise him for Jesus, in whom you and all experience this mercy and truth that God gives. So Psalm 117 provides this profound vision for the kingdom. And as we sing it and pray it, pray that that kingdom would be extended. Let's turn and sing Psalm 117. It's the shortest psalm in the Psalter, and so I hope that you will have your hearts and your minds prepared to sing together Psalm 117, Selection C. Please stand to praise.